Welcome, cool cats and kittens, to another episode of
Project Unreal!
Right here on the Project Nerd Podcast Network, each week we're joined by a special professional comedian guest and a rotating panel of Project Nerd personalities. And we all engage in a little long-form improv. Things stop being real and get very unreal. Can you dig it?
What is up, everybody? Q here again with another amazing episode of Project Unreal on the Project Nerd Podcast Network. I am joined by the extraordinary Micah Wyman. Hello, Micah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am wonderfully well.
No one's wonderfully well, my friend.
Ouch. And welcome to Sad Talk on the Project Nerd Network. Everything sucks. Everybody's terrible. Good night, everyone.
You should have booked a real improver. I'm a stand-up comic. While all the improvers are inside, like, doing warm-ups and stuff, me and all my friends are outside, and they're all smoking cigarettes in the dark. So.
Perfect. Well, that's what we wanted. Actually, what I didn't tell you is the whole improv part of this is we're all just going to smoke cigarettes for the remainder of the episode. There's no talking. We're just going to stare at each other on our Zoom call while smoking a cigarette. It's going to be awesome for the podcast listeners.
I don't smoke, but that sounds like the closest thing I've had to a vacation in a very long time.
Well, I'm happy to help. You're welcome. Thanks for coming on the show and taking a break from your life for 30 minutes or so.
Love it.
So for those who are just tuning in to the show for the first time, the idea behind Project Unreal is we're going to take a Project Nerd personality, and in this case, it's me, your host, and then we're going to mash them up with a comedian. And in that case, it is non-improver Micah Wyman. Now,
don't get it twisted.
Don't even think for a second that she knows improv, because she doesn't, and this is going to be terrible. And you guys should listen to the rest of the episode just to see how terrible it gets.
I'm going to do it, but it looks exhausting.
All right. So what I did was I sent you a character. Now, this character I know the name of, but I don't know what you do. I don't know who you are. And the idea of our little improv skit is I'm going to interview you like a normal Project Nerd interview. And you're just going to be your person. And we're just going to see how weird it gets. Cool?
Sounds great.
Perfect. Easy. It sounds easy, and it is. The best things in life are super easy, and you never work for them. So we're going to pause here for a second. And when we come back, things are going to stop being real and get very unreal. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Project Nerd interview. I am Q, and I am joined by the ravishing Mina Alucard. Hello, Mina. How are you?
I am okay.
And just you? Okay. Oh, I'm great. I'm honored to be sitting down with you. I'm fascinated by your work. I'm very excited to discuss it. Is there anything in particular you've done recently you want to talk about?
I love my work. I love to talk about my work. I love it so much. I've just met so many beautiful people. Mm. So you cannot even believe how many beautiful people I meet. It's amazing.
I can't. Do you have like a round figure on that? Like how many? Like a number that you could give me, or is it just like a general, a lot?
Well, if you follow me on social media, mm-hmm. you can see the tragedy of following me on social media is that you will never see a photo of me.
Oh.
And I'm so hot. I'm so beautiful. Sure. It's very difficult. It's very difficult. But of course, because of my situation, oh, no one can ever see a photo of me.
What? So, there's a situation. I did think it was odd. You and I are on a Zoom call right now and I can't see you at all. I figured it was just a shy thing. So you have the camera pointing at a wall, but what's the situation? I mean, I don't.
You know, it's so crazy because, you know, you meet different people all the time. You meet people who cannot eat gluten.
Sure.
You meet people who are vegans. You meet sure. people who have diabetes.
I know a couple. Yes.
I am a vampire.
Wait, you are a real vampire is what you're saying. Like a real, like Dracula?
Yeah. Yeah. Did my publicist not, I mean.
No.
And you haven't even seen my Instagram?
No. And I haven't even seen you. So I have no way of like really verifying that. I mean, I've seen your Instagram. I assumed you were a photographer of sorts.
I am a photographer.
Sure. But I had no idea that you were a vampire photographer.
Well, the best photographers have all been vampires.
Whoa, wait a minute. All of the best photographers are vampires?
Oh, yes. All of the best photographers have always been vampires.
Could you name a few, like right now?
Sure. I would say, have you ever heard of Ansel Adams?
Mm. The famous landscape photographer? Ansel Adams?
Vampire. Straight up vampire.
What? His pictures are often in black and white. That makes sense. He seems like a goth.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard of this Annie Leibovitz?
Oh, the like famous celebrity photographer?
Oh, yes.
Vampire?
Vampire.
Holy shit.
Have you heard of this Helmut Newton?
No, I haven't.
Helmut Newton?
I haven't.
Do you have a, how do you call them, a coffee table in your home?
I do, yes.
Do you have a book on your coffee table?
I don't.
Oh, well, if you did have a beautiful coffee table book, it would surely be full of beautiful people.
Uh-huh.
It would surely be Helmut Newton.
Got it. But vampire, more importantly. He is also a vampire.
Oh, yes. A vampire.
Got it. Now, mm-hmm. I have a question. Is this like a medically diagnosed thing? Or is this just like you feel like a vampire, therefore you believe you're a vampire?
It is just the reality of the situation.
Is it? Like, how long have you always been a vampire? Did you know were a vampire when you were little?
Oh, yes. It is like when you grow up in a home and...
With vampires?
It is like when you grow up in a home and maybe your home is a den and you are a wolf. It is like that. I grew up in a home and I am a vampire.
Sure.
My mother, she was a vampire. My father, a vampire. My sister, a vampire. My grandma, she was from Ohio.
Got it.
Not a vampire.
Not a vampire. Got it. Understood. Now, wait. Hold on. So, because I love the fact that you're a photographer, and that's initially what I wanted to talk about in this interview, but I'm going to be honest, this whole vampire thing's really caught me off guard, and I find it much more intriguing. So I have to ask, you said you come from a lineage of vampires. Now, by definition, aren't vampires dead? So the idea of like vampire babies seems to not really make a lot of sense. Like, is that like a thing? Like, you just live in like a normal vampire suburban lifestyle? Is that possible?
Are we here to talk about babies, or are we here to talk about my glamorous life as a photographer vampire?
I mean, we can talk about whatever you want, but I'm going to be honest. Vampire babies is like high on my list of intriguing questions right now. But you're the focus of the interview. So
just imagine a normal baby. Okay. Close yes. your eyes.
Got it. Uh-huh.
It doesn't matter. You can't see me anyway.
Oh, sure.
Now imagine that adorable, beautiful baby, and just imagine that it is the most glamorous, a glamorous baby, cold to the touch. Maybe it's killed a squirrel and drank its blood.
Sure. Glamorous.
So it's just like a normal human baby, but if you ever saw this beautiful, glamorous vampire baby, you would see a normal baby and think, disgusting.
Ugh. Got it. Okay.
So gross.
So that's what a vampire baby is like.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
It smells like juniper berries.
Uh-huh.
Juniper berries and lilacs in the snow. That's how I would describe the smell of a vampire baby.
That's a pretty beautiful description. You seem like a very deep, you know, person, or
well, you know,
non-person, if you monster, I guess.
Okay.
Okay. As a fashion photographer, which I I've seen your Instagram. It's beautiful. It's full of beautiful faces, beautiful people. It's really starting to make sense why a lot of your pictures were just close-ups of people's throats. I understand. I understand that now. It's all kind of clicking, but I have to ask, what inspired you to get into photography? As somebody who doesn't show up in a photo then as a vampire, what kind of brought about that passion?
Well, it all started when I was waking up after a nice 500-year nap.
Sure.
And I climbed out of a tomb. And I was going about at night, and there were some very disgusting women, and they were very inebriated. Is that sure. Is that the word? Humans it, often drunk? Are inebriated. Oh, it was sure. It was disgusting.
Sure.
They looked like their faces looked like they had been ravaged by a raccoon covered in glitter. It was whoa. Disgusting.
Whoa.
So
prostitutes is what you saw, like hookers.
Do prostitutes dress up like brides?
Some, sure, if you pay enough, I'm sure they do.
Okay. Well, these disgusting bride raccoon women.
Yes.
They had dropped a small, shiny object, and I was curious about it, so I picked it up and started an Instagram account. My TikTok has not taken off.
Got it.
It started when I tried to take a selfie. I saw some of these disgusting women taking photos of themselves.
Sure.
And I thought, how dare they? How dare these disgusting, these hounds who walk on two legs.
Gross.
And they drink drinks that are named after famous people, and they take off their shoes in the street.
And oh, wait, whoa. Now I understand. These weren't hookers. This is a bachelorette party.
Oh, I'm
There was a woman dressed as a bride. Well, in the human world, you know, when people are getting married, oftentimes the female half of that couple will go out with some of her best friends, often to some very overpopulized place like, I don't know, Nashville, and will get very drunk at places called honky tonk bars, where they often have beverages named after celebrities. They usually pack on pounds of glitter, and one of them is often wearing something representative of a wedding dress. So all of this is making so much sense now. So you saw a bachelorette party.
Okay, so then the young bride will then be sacrificed?
In a manner of speaking, sure, yes. She will sacrifice her life to marriage, I suppose, is one
way to look at it. Okay, this is making more sense. Because there was one woman, and she was hounding everyone. She was howling and just harassing workers of some kind, and,
yes,
and
sure,
falling over and saying, "Hold my purse, hold my purse." And everyone was treating her like a princess. It was ridiculous. And I thought, I should be her. I lived under these streets for 500 years.
Sure.
And I am hot. And I have a butt that you would not believe. And yet I am trapped in a curse that will not allow me to photograph the butt. I thought I'd have a career change.
Wait. So, I mean, that all tracks. Like, I'm going to be honest. That all makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I have, you know, nothing really to question that. It's more so, this started out of a passion to photograph your butt.
Mm-hmm.
And led to a successful career of photographing others, but oddly mm-hmm. enough, not their butts.
No.
So your butt is the only one that you want to take pictures of, but other people, not so much.
Well, I have a very charitable soul. So this is something people don't really know about vampires. We're very charitable, generous, kind people.
Sure.
With just a spirit of giving and classiness.
Yes.
And I thought, I saw these girls taking pictures of the other girls. It was mostly a photography session, if I'm going to be serious. It was like, get a drink, take a photo, apply lip gloss, take a photo.
Oh, sure.
Lick a man's face, take a photo. It was a lot of photos.
Got it. Sure.
And I was like, ooh, these wenches, it is not fair.
I'm going to be honest. The way that you talk about these other people, you make it sound like maybe you don't have a lot of friends. Are you?
Well, it's just a whole thing. It's hard to coordinate. I was very tired. I went down for a nap. It was 500 years. It's like I wake up and I'm like, who is even at this party? I don't know anyone. I'm very cool.
Uh-huh.
I mean, 500 years ago, I knew everybody.
Sure.
I wake up and it's like people are having fun and I'm confused and I keep trying out accents and they don't work.
Right.
And I can't take a picture of my butt. Oh, it's just frustrating.
It sounds frustrating.
But I'm very glamorous and my life is very cool, obviously.
Sure. I mean, clearly you're a very famous photographer, which is what scored you this interview in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that it's
good points.
It sounds like you've had a tough go at things, you know, but I'm impressed that you've managed. You really have a real rags to riches story here, right?
It was more of a riches to riches story.
Got it. Got it. So you were always, well, you were very old, so I'm sure you've had time to amass wealth.
I mean, I'm old to you.
Sure. A human.
Yes. To a vampire. I mean, like, if you were a vampire guy, you'd be like, she's way too young for me.
Got it.
Probably.
Sure.
I think
any vampire guys?
Yeah, I know a ton of vampire guys.
Oh,
they're
cool.
They're, like, so always calling me.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm just, like, kind of, like, right now, I had to put my phone in a mausoleum because it's, like, I couldn't even do this interview because it's just, like, getting blown up all the time.
Sure, of course.
My phone is just getting blown up constantly by
sure.
Very cool vampire guys.
So, well, it sounds like you've adapted to technology very well, despite the fact that you have no idea what a bachelorette party is, and you seem very puzzled by everyday kind of like interactions of people. You seem to have, like, you got a cell phone, you know how your way around a camera, you've managed an Instagram account. Like,
I love
really...
technology.
Oh,
I really identify with the machines because a machine is like a vampire. It is beautiful. It is
yes.
hard. It smells like metal. It will suck all the life force out of you and
yes.
Make you depressed and need Zoloft. That's kind of what vampires do.
Got it.
Yes.
So do you have any projects currently that you're working on that you are, you know, you want to talk about, anything you want to plug or, you know, find a cure for vampirism? I don't know.
Just... I mean, I don't need a cure for this. It's awesome.
Sure.
You should
you're
get
killing
a
it.
Cure for being a human, you know, really.
I do. There is one. It's called dying.
Well, we could talk about that, my friend. Let me introduce you to a whole new lifestyle. Yeah, that's my project I want to talk about with you, actually. This will be
Wait.
Sent out to other humans, correct?
Yeah, that's true.
Other
definitely.
Humans will hear this in their
yes.
tiny little disgusting ears. Ooh.
Yep.
You know, being a vampire is like putting the most glamorous filter on your life.
Oh, shit.
It's like, instead of being like gross, smelly, loving, caring, photographable, you know, I don't know what happens to humans. Does the head part hurt? It hurts sometimes.
It's sometimes
none of that
sure.
with being a vampire. None of that. You don't need a job. You don't get hangry. It's just very glamorous. You don't have to use a toilet. My hair smells like lavender and silver coins. It's
Whoa.
Wonderful. It's wonderful.
So are you trying
so
to
nice.
Recruit people over to
I mean,
vampirism?
I think
or you...
I don't have to recruit.
Right, because you got
I don't
tons
have
of friends.
To recruit. I got so many friends. And, you know, I have so many friends. And I look, I mean, you can see me in person. You could see me
sure.
in person. You can't see
sure.
me right now. But if you saw
right.
me in person, you'd be like, oh, I would just love to have that lady all over my ginormous meaty neck parts. Oh, that's what you would think. You would think, oh,
sure.
this broad.
Whoa.
I would love for her to sink her jowls into my soft meaty neck. That's I just
yeah.
feel like you would think like that. I think you
well,
would think like that.
Well, that seems I'm gonna be honest, I'm not big on blood, so that seems probably unlikely.
I mean, but the thing is, I have way less interactions with blood than a human would. because I don't even have blood in my body a lot of the time.
Sure, but I mean, as a vampire, you have to like drink blood, right? Wouldn't you say that's kind of like?
Yeah, but it's not. It's like not even a big deal, dude. It's like not even a big deal. It's not a big deal. Plus, you are thinking of blood because you're like a human guy. But once you get hip to this vampire lifestyle and get this glamorous metallic sheen, this filter to your life and all of your senses, you'll be like, ooh, blood, not even, it's like a nice Cabernet. That's what you're gonna think.
I'm gonna be honest. Cabernet. That sounds
warm,
pretty neat.
Hot Cabernet.
Sounds pretty neat, but I like
what else
alive.
Are you doing? You're a human. I've seen humans. You all drive big, weird metal boxes that say lift in the front. And you're always going to your little jobby jobs. You're always eating sandwiches. Your silly little sandwiches. Ooh, look at me. I'm a human. I eat a sandwich. Oh, ooh, I will have a hot pocket. Ooh, I will put a box in the microwave and then eat it with my mouth. I think I'm so cool.
I'm going to be honest. You sound really sad. Do you miss sandwiches? You sound like you miss sandwiches. Like, I'm going to be honest.
I mean,
I'm not trying to like get real with you, because I know we just met and this is an interview and I'm supposed to be talking about your photography, but all I'm hearing are like kind of like cries for help, honestly. Like you sound like you might be sad, like you need a friend or a sandwich or a photograph of your butt. I don't know what'll make you happy and complete. But
I mean, you are a nerd, correct? Maybe you could invent a nice camera for my little vampire butt. Maybe you could do this for me.
I'm not that kind.
Do this for me. I don't know how it works. Did you go to a school and then you learn about the video games and the shiny boxes? Maybe you could make a new camera for vampires. We would love it. I would not bite your big meaty neck if I had a nice camera for my butt. I would just want one. Just a little one. Just give me a little technology.
A tiny camera.
You have everything. Everything. You guys, the humans take everything. It's just they take everything. I can't even have a special vampire camera for
It's true. If I'm being honest, I didn't even know vampires were a real thing until this interview. And
I know, because you're like, a human. Humans are all about me. Look at my pictures I'm able to take. Me. I talk about death all the time because it happens to me in my relationships, my family members, and I snuggle animals. I don't even know why. And I have blankets because I'm always so cold. Ooh, I'm immortal. Yeah, it's always me. It's never help a nice vampire lady.
Well, I'm going to be honest. Vampires are portrayed as pretty, like, negative, like, people or creatures.
Well, so is Ryan Adams, but he has all these albums.
That's true. You got me there. I can't argue with that. Facts. I'll tell you what. We'll make a deal. You promise to not turn me or anyone I know into a vampire. And
do you know a lot of people?
I know. I like tons of friends. Like I have.
Well maybe like, you have someone you don't like so much.
Well, I mean, definitely. But I'll tell you what I'll do. Because this is a nerd podcast.
Maybe you could set me up on a date with someone you don't like so much. Like Tinder. But for vampires, that could be something you could do. Do you program the applications?
I don't, maybe but that's cannot, what I was. We can put out a request right here. One of two things: vampire dating app, or a very tiny vampire camera for your butt.
I would be so happy. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And that's for me. That's what this is all about. We have people on the show. We, you know, talk about barely the things that they originally came on the show for. And then we ask the community to help them.
That would be so nice.
I'm glad we had this platform. I really appreciate you coming on and talking. I think you've brought really awareness to vampires just as a species. So I don't know if that's like allowed in the vampire code.
What are they going to do? Are they going to fire me? I don't even pay rent. they're going to kick me out? How? Yep. They cannot.
Point made. And for all I know, you may be the only vampire. I mean, to be fair, you are the only one that I've ever talked to.
Do you know Jacob?
No, I don't.
He lives under the pedestrian bridge.
No, I don't. I don't know him.
You know what it's like to have Jacob not return your calls?
I don't.
A vampire who isn't even cool.
Do you have like a ride home from this interview?
I'm fine.
Okay. You're okay. Everything's fine.
Ooh, you think you're so cool with your car.
All right, well.
I will ride on the back of the wind. You will fear me. You will see me as a giant shadow of the night. Please make me that dating app, please.
All right, Mina, like Alucard, thank you so much for joining us. I sincerely appreciate it. A call out to all the nerds that can make tiny cameras and vampire dating apps. Please help Mina. Clearly, she needs it.
Call me if you are sad and you have a big meaty neck.
We'll post the phone number in the episode description.
Ooh.
But not for you, Jacob. Clearly, you've done enough damage.
I can't even believe I'm talking about you, Jacob.
Oh, man. That went to some weird places. I don't even know. Tiny cameras are now my new favorite thing. I think I just want to like start a collection of miniature cameras and be like, this is my tiny butt camera. And this is my tiny pizza slice camera that I only take pictures of pizza with. I like the idea of just cameras for different purposes. Like this camera can only be used for this.
I think that sounds hip.
It does sound almost a little too hip. It's like it
sounds pretty hip.
I feel like that's already happening somewhere in East Nashville. There's already someone who's like, I have 75 cameras. Each camera is specifically for this one thing that I have going on. And I take a photograph of it every day and I upload it to my Insta and I have 30,000 followers.
Yeah, they're probably at Urban Cowboy right now.
Probably 100%. Yes.
That's my guess.
Well, Micah, I sincerely appreciate you coming on and doing the show with us. I appreciate you being willing to get weird and silly. Where if people enjoyed listening to you be a strange vampire person, where can they find more of you not being a strange vampire person?
I'm on Instagram.
At
Micah Wyman. You can follow me there for shows and things like that.
Sweet.
Can I do one more thing?
Yeah, of course. You can do like 20 things if you want.
Well, I'll just do the two.
You really keep it conservative. I got it.
Let's just stick with this. It's I actually have a I don't know if your listeners are into permaculture or gardening or regenerative agriculture.
I will tell you this definitively. The whole concept of Project Nerd as a whole is that we have nerds of all types. So we have gardening nerds, we have food nerds, we have math nerds, we have science nerds, we have comic nerds, we have movie nerds. So yes, I guarantee you there is at least one listener out there who's interested. So please go on.
All right. So I am working on a kind of a regenerative agriculture, like food forest project with my husband. So if anybody's interested in that, you can follow me on Instagram at East Nashville Food Forest. If I know a lot of people are kind of getting hip to that with all the being stuck at home and everything. So check that out if you're interested.
That sounds awesome. I highly recommend everybody go check it out. You laugh, but I'm being serious. Yeah, that does sound awesome.
Really fun.
And for more Michael Wyman, make sure you check her out on all of her social medias, including her horticulture social media. And make sure you also tune in to all of the other amazing shows from the Project Nerd Podcast Network. We will see you next week. Keep it real.